We're diving into some cutting-edge research that's pushing the boundaries of federated learning. Let's break it down. A new paper from Vector faculty member Xiaoxiao Li and co-authors Wenlong Deng and Christos Thrampolitis introduces a novel approach called Shared and Group Prompt Tuning, or SGPT for short. This method aims to bridge the gap between generalized and personalized federated learning. Let's start with the problem. Federated learning is all about training AI models across multiple clients without sharing their data. It's crucial for privacy-sensitive applications, especially in computer vision. But there's a catch: data heterogeneity. This means the data from different clients can vary significantly, making it hard to create a model that works well for everyone. Traditionally, we've had two main approaches. The first is generalized federated learning, GFL. This tries to create one global model for all clients. The second is personalized federated learning, PFL. This tailors models to individual clients. Both have their drawbacks. GFL struggles with highly diverse data, while PFL can overfit to local data and fail to generalize. Enter SGPT. This new method combines the strengths of both approaches. Here's how it works. It uses Vision Transformers, VIT, as the base model. It introduces two types of prompts. Shared prompts. These capture common features across all clients. Group prompts. These extract specialized information for different data groups. It includes a prompt selection module that assigns data points to specific groups. It uses a block coordinate descent, BCD, optimization approach for training. Now, why is this important? Several reasons. Better performance. SGPT consistently outperformed other methods in experiments, achieving higher global accuracy and better worse local accuracy. This means it works well across different clients, even those with very different data. Robustness. It showed better resilience to increasing levels of data heterogeneity compared to other methods. Flexibility. SGPT can adapt to both global and local data distributions without needing local fine-tuning. Efficiency. It uses significantly fewer trainable parameters compared to traditional federated learning methods. The researchers tested SGPT on various datasets, simulating different types of data heterogeneity. For label heterogeneity, they used CIFAR 100 and a combination of five different datasets. For feature heterogeneity, they used Office Caltech 10 and DomainNet. In all cases, SGPT came out on top, showing its versatility in handling different types of data diversity. But what does this mean for the future of AI and federated learning? Privacy-preserving AI. As privacy concerns grow, federated learning is becoming increasingly important. SGPT could make it more effective and widely applicable. Improve personalization. This approach could lead to AI systems that better balance general knowledge with personalized insights. A resource efficiency. With fewer parameters to train, SGPT could make advanced AI more accessible to resource-constrained environments. Broader applicability. While this research focused on computer vision, similar principles could potentially be applied to other domains like natural language processing. However, it's important to note that this is still research. Real-world application and scaling to larger, more diverse scenarios are yet to be fully explored. Also, while the paper discusses theoretical analysis, the long-term implications and potential limitations in very large-scale deployments aren't yet clear. In conclusion, SGPT represents a significant step forward in federated learning. By effectively handling data heterogeneity, it opens up new possibilities for privacy-preserving AI that can work well across diverse client data. As we move forward, it'll be exciting to see how these concepts evolve and find their way into practical applications.